This group of protesters in Orlando, Florida, was typical of the more than 1 million illegal and legal immigrants who came out in force to make their economic and political presence felt around the country.
We are not criminals. Mostly people come to work and come to stay here. We work.
Immigrant rights groups intend to build on that public display of potential political power by helping hundreds of thousands of immigrants become citizens and registering them to vote over the next few years. But the American public remains deeply divided over the immigration issue. Recent public opinion polls indicate a majority of Americans want to better control the nation's borders to stem the flow of illegal aliens, who number an estimated 11 to 12 million inside the United States. In some cases, the immigration protests have sparked a backlash by conservative groups demanding that the government do a better job of enforcing existing immigration laws. Retired U.S. Army Colonel Al Rodriguez heads a group of Hispanic Americans that opposes illegal immigration.
We understand the importance contribution immigrants have made to the economy and the industry of this great nation. But the difference is that we and millions of others, like us, did it legally. We're all here today to tell those illegal protesters, you do not speak for me.
The political divide on immigration is also reflected in Congress. A bill passed by the House of Representatives focuses on border security, while the Senate is deadlocked over a more comprehensive bill that also offers illegal immigrants a pathway to citizenship. President Bush is among those who favor a guest worker program that would legalize the status of many illegal workers.
One of the things that's very important is when we debate this issue that we not lose our national soul. One of the great things about America is that we've been able to take people from all walks of life bound as one nation under God. And that's the challenge ahead of us.
But Republicans are deeply split on the issue, with conservatives like Colorado Congressman Tom Tancredo insisting that illegal immigrants be sent back to their home countries.
A majority of Republicans in the House of Representatives will not accept any form of amnesty.
Another faction of the Republican Party is more sympathetic to businesses and corporations that rely on less expensive immigrant labor. Political experts say both parties have a lot at stake in the immigration debate. Stephen Wayne is a professor of government at Georgetown University in Washington.
The Hispanics are the largest growing group in our society and in the electorate. And since the parties are at parity today, they're about equal. How the Hispanic vote goes in the future, it may determine which of the two major parties becomes the majority party.
Democrats are hoping to take advantage of the Republican divide on immigration and win over Hispanic voters. But Democrats are split on the issue as well, with many concerned about the impact of cheap immigrant labor on U.S. labor unions, a major source of support for many Democratic Party candidates. Once again, Professor Stephen Wayne.
While in one sense they want to help people and help the immigrants come in and they want to benefit from the Hispanic vote, they don't want to increase the opportunity for businesses to pay much less than the standard rate.
What impact the recent demonstrations will have on immigration legislation before the Congress remains unclear. Congressman Jose Serrano, a Democrat from New York who supports immigrant rights, is optimistic.
I believe that the reason the Senate is trying to look for a compromise or something less malicious is because of all the protests.
But others fear that bridging the immigration divide during a congressional election year is unlikely. Robert Barsky is an expert on immigration politics at Vanderbilt University in Tennessee.
The parties are faced with a kind of insoluble and impossible situation whereby whatever they do, they will alienate a large number of their constituents, some of whom have rights to vote and some of whom do not.
No matter what Congress does this year, experts agree that immigration is likely to be a top issue both in this year's congressional elections and in the presidential contest in 2008. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.